Welcome to Real News on this Monday night, and I'm going to talk about today is Ghislaine Maxwell's day 13 of the trial and what went on today. So the jury began deliberating Monday afternoon in her trial. Closing arguments has wrapped up in federal court earlier on Monday with a message by the prosecutor, who basically said this. She, meaning Ghislaine Maxwell, was a grown woman who preyed on vulnerable kids. This is what prosecutor Allison Moe told the jurors. She went on, she targeted a girl whose father had just died. She targeted a girl whose mother was an alcoholic. She targeted a girl with a single mom who was struggling to raise her daughters. Prosecutor Allison Moe went on and said, Ghislaine Maxwell was a sophisticated predator who knew exactly what she was doing. She ran the same playbook again and again and again. Maxwell continues to say that she is innocent from what's going on. And just let me keep on going about what the prosecutor Allison Moe had said. She said Monday to the jurors, Maxwell and Epstein were partners. They were partners in crime who sexually exploited young girls together. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're with someone for 11 years, you know what they like. Jeffrey Epstein liked underage girls. He liked to touch underage girls. Ghislaine Maxwell knew it. Prosecutor Allison Moe pointed to photos that show Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein wrapped arms around each other. She showed pictures of Maxwell and Epstein swimming naked and Maxwell massaging his foot with her breasts. The prosecutor went on. She managed all the details down to the lotion and the oil. She was in on the whole thing. Remember, she said earlier in the week about the manual in the house for the staff. The manual actually said, remember that you see nothing, hear nothing, and say nothing. In that house behind closed doors, the prosecutor went on to say, Maxwell and Epstein were committing horrific crimes. And then she talked about the testimony. Remember I was telling you about the girls that just went by anonymous names, Jane, Carolyn, Kate, and another accuser, Annie Farmer. These girls were all 14 to 16 years old. So I told you about this in the past episode. In court on Monday, the prosecutor said they're not all suffering from the same mass delusion. And that was pretty much what the defense is saying. They're basically saying these girls are delusional. But in my opinion, there's too much evidence. So the prosecutor said, being molested is not something you forget ever. You remember these horrific things done to you. Prosecutor Allison Moe continued that Maxwell's willingness to procure girls stemmed from money. From 1999 to 2007, Epstein gave Maxwell around $30 million. She said, you don't give someone $30 million unless they're giving you exactly what you want. And what Epstein wanted was to touch underage girls. When Maxwell took that money, she knew what it was for, and now you do too. Concluding, after more than 2 hours, the prosecutor told the jurors, when you consider all of the evidence and use your common sense, you will reach the only version consistent with the evidence. Ghislaine Maxwell is guilty. Defense attorney Lauren Menninger insisted the allegations against Ghislaine Maxwell were the product of memories, manipulation, and money. The defense continued. The money brought the accusers to the FBI with their personal injury lawyers sitting right next to them. The government played you a montage of Epstein's houses, his bank accounts, his artwork, his planes, his helicopters. When Epstein died, the defense said, prosecutors needed a scapegoat, and that scapegoat was Maxwell. So that's pretty much all I have for today on this case. It's harder and harder to find information on this case as the days go on. So I'm going to bring you everything that I can, as accurate as I can when I can find it. It's weird because in the first week of this trial, I was finding all kinds of stuff, all kinds of factual information. And now it's harder to find this stuff because it is getting deleted on social media. There was a Maxwell trial tracker page that had over 500, close to 600,000 followers. And about the 7th or 8th or 9th day, I can't remember exactly, it was shut down. So it's getting harder for me to find this information. So I'll bring it to you when I can. So anyway, I'll be back tomorrow to tell you about day 14, which will be Tuesday tomorrow on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And I will bring you that information probably tomorrow night or Wednesday. And hopefully she's found guilty of these crimes. It looked like the prosecution had a great day today against Ghislaine Maxwell. It looks like they won today. And they kind of put her against the wall. And maybe it's enough to convince the jurors. I don't know. Honestly, I think the whole thing is rigged. I think somehow, some way, she's going to walk. I just don't see her going down. There's too many powerful people involved in this. And to be honest, I'm surprised someone hasn't killed her yet. I'm truly surprised. So we'll see what happens and what the outcome is. And hopefully justice will be served. Thank you for listening.